In a news update for September the 25th on this early Monday morning edition, as we air the Alex Jones Show and also Sunday Night Live, follow that for the next 4 hours. This is hour number one, broadcasting on Sirius XM and also on terrestrial satellite radio networks, and also broadcasting across all podcasting catching platforms where you listen or consume your content. We're on podcasting players like Anchor.fm, Spotify.fm, Stitcher, and also Applecast, and many more. Probably we're on over 100 different podcast players, probably, I assume, around the world. But also, our podcast name, in case you missed us on XM or terrestrial radio network, is going to be Top Headlines. That's what you type in your search bar. It's Top Headlines, national and international news stories. All right, we'll be back with hour number one momentarily.
Probably one of the most powerful individuals when it comes to exposing the truth about COVID, Dr. Judy Mikovits, will be joining us in studio coming up tonight in the second hour. Then Owen Schroyer, Steve Bannon, and more in Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time this evening. All hell's breaking loose, like they say, and we have got an incredible broadcast lined up for you. We have drag queen pedophile story times happening all over the U.S., including Texas, where the children don't just put money in the G-strings of the individuals, the men dressed up like women, or It the Clown, but they then spread their legs in the children's face, and the children grab their crotches.
That's not good.
You tie that together with the teacher up in Canada with the giant 50XD fake breast in front of the students. I mean, this is just a pure exercise in conditioning us to accept hell on earth, ladies and gentlemen. We've got huge nuclear war news. We've got huge economic collapse news. But I think that front and center shows you why we're becoming a cursed nation and a cursed planet. We have huge economic news. Billionaire investor Carl Icahn warns the worst is yet to come for investors and compares U.S. inflation to the fall of the Roman Empire. EU farmers warn of food shortages, Reuters. It's all being done by design. Meanwhile, electric cars are blowing up at record rates across not just the U.S., but the world, and burning down buildings. A new great issue being caused by these driving firebombs.
You sure you want to buy one of those?
They're liberal.
They don't sound very safe.
And the wheels have completely come off the vaccine poison. We'll talk about that next hour with the doctor in studio. FDA vaccine advisor on the vaccine panel says children should not take the injections. So much more on that front. We told you about this 2 weeks ago. Now it's mainstream news. Israeli investigators, find COVID-19 vaccines cause deadly side effects in leaked government documents and video. New York to sunset forced injections, and so much more on that front coming up tonight. And of course, we have the huge Russia news, World War III update, massive troop movements inside Russia, national draft called up, Finland shuts borders with Russia as military-aged men try to flee Russia for Finland. As they say, all hell is breaking loose. The Democrats are in full panic mode as more and more of their even skewed polls that select and sample 15% to 10% more Democrats in their poll still show Republican landslides everywhere. That also has the system with its hair on fire. We're going to be covering so much here tonight, so many critical issues on so many fronts. Please remember, the way we get past the censors and the big tech blockade is you. You've been doing an incredible job. So share the links from Infowars.com/show and band.video, and share the live show link right on the front page, dealing with the massively positive news with Italy's first female leader set to be elected. That's why the Atlantic Monthly and other globalist organs that are truly fascist are calling her a fascist. Mussolini returns to power as a woman. They're saying because she's against Klaus Schwab and the IMF and the World Bank, and other patriots are being elected all over the world because humanity is awakening and fighting back. The return of fascism in Italy as Italians and Romans climb the EU buildings and UN buildings and strip down their globalist flags. Humanity is rising. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Tomorrow's News Today.
Gentlemen, I'm very honored and blessed and pleased and fortunate to be here with you live on this Sunday transmission. And we're only here because of the good graces and incredible steadfast support and prayer and word of mouth you've given this broadcast. So this truly is your transmission, and I salute and thank you. Okay. We have a massive global political realignment against the New World Order, against the corporate fascists and their leftist mobs. And we see a first woman president of Italy, who the poll show just got elected. Hi. Meloni on the cusp of power. Italy shifts right. And we have Atlantic Monthly, the folks owned by Steve Jobs' wife, who constantly hangs out at Epstein Island, saying the return of fascism in Italy, because they don't like 900% increases in their fuel and natural gas, because they don't like ongoing COVID lockdowns. They've elected someone extremely critical of Klaus Schwab and the New World Order. And all over Italy, in Rome and in Naples and in many other areas, the population went into UN compounds and pulled down UN flags and pulled down European flags wherever they could be seen, or EU globalist flags. The public understands that this is a globalist operation, and they're taking their country back, and the same thing's happening in Sweden, and the same thing is happening in Brazil, and the same thing is happening in Canada. The new conservative leader, who, if they held the election today, would beat Trudeau by 40 points, he would be the new leader of Canada, is completely anti-New World Order, and they call him Alex Jones. Their press calls him Alex Jones, because he sounds just like me, because he's covering the same real issues of the globalist and the Great Reset and how to stop them. So everywhere, humanity is awakening and on the march, and the corrupt globalist empire, monopoly empire, is on the run. The problem is they still have the money and the power, and they're launching everything they've got, ladies and gentlemen, against us. So things are very negative. Things are very dark. Things are very dangerous. Well, as Newtonian physics documents, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. So as long as we don't give up and keep fighting, we will win. We have to. We absolutely have to. And now the head of the European Union, the unelected bureaucracy that was just a steel agreement in 1956, is threatening sanctions on Italy if they try to block any of the EU edicts, like cutting off the carbon or shutting down the farms. But you see the resistance rising in the Netherlands and rising in the UK and rising in Canada and rising in the US. Polls out absolutely panic the Democrats. Again, even though the average mainline establishment poll samples 10 to 15% more Democrats, just stating there are more Democrats, which isn't true, self-fulfilling prophecy. Despite that, new national polls show Republicans across the board in the lead in the key races that will be upon us in 44 days. With the midterms, Democrats see red after latest major poll flips the narrative. We're going to be getting to that as well tonight. But really, as I look at all these giant issues, the most important is the economic war against the people, the open attack on our children, we're going to be getting to, and the situation with looming, expanded, escalated war in Ukraine, as the United States and NATO are officially in a war with Russia, and Russia is losing. And so Russia is conscripting and launching the national draft and moving heavy weapons in to begin not a special police action or a special military action, but a full-on bombardment and war of scorched earth and leveling areas until their opposition is defeated. Russia is toe-to-toe with NATO and the United States. Russia is toe-to-toe with weapons 30 years in advance of what they have. And if they continue to press things, I believe Putin's going to see this latest assault repelled. And then Putin's doctrinal directives are to use tactical nuclear weapons. And the Pentagon is threatening all-out nuclear war, and so is Putin. Putin is saying, I'm not bluffing. So truly, nuclear, thermonuclear, Russian roulette is where we are tonight. So be sure to say your prayers and have your children say their prayers when you get tucked in at night, because the world has never, never, ever, ever been in more danger of a thermal nuclear war.
Right.
So just let that sink in and think about that, because that's where we are right now. Now, I want to hit really the news that is the most incredible. I think nuclear war is the most important. Economic collapse feeds into that. It's all part of the Great Reset. But this particular stack of news is just super positive. Sure, it confirms some really horrible things. But at the same time, at least it's coming out. And to say that the official COVID narrative collapsed around the first of the year, 8 months ago, 9 months ago, to say that it collapsed is an understatement. Now the official story hasn't just disintegrated, but it is supercharging whistleblowers at the highest levels of the biomedical cartel to realize what they've done, those that weren't conscious of it or fully in bed with it, to have them engage in an exodus away from big tech and away from big pharma and away from the deep state globalist that launched this attack. So FDA advisory group rejects COVID boosters for most, limits to high-risk groups. But remember, that got overridden because they fired the panel. But even members of the new panel have come out and said, we need to stop taking these shots. They don't work, and they hurt people, particularly young people, with massive myocarditis that has exploded off the charts. We're going to be covering that next segment. And just remember, this is life-saving, hardcore information. You have been vindicated when you told the truth at Thanksgiving and your family attacked you. You've been vindicated when you called into talk radio and people attacked you. You've been vindicated when you went to city council or school council and warned against these shots. You've been vindicated as a nurse or a firefighter or in the military when you refused to take the injection and got sanctioned or fired or jailed in some cases. And so now you should be angry. You should be upright, and you should be not doing a victory lap, but saying we were right, so we can then expose and prosecute and bring to justice the people that have committed the greatest crime in history. When all said and done, these so-called shots are going to kill more people than Mao Zedong, Hitler, and Stalin combined. The death rate just 2 years into this is off the charts. But if they can normalize killing us and get away with this, they're going to release a new virus, have new lockdowns, and do it again. So it's a life and death situation to stop the globalist agenda dead in its tracks, to understand this, let it sink in, and then get it out there. Because they just hope, okay, people don't trust us. People stopped taking the shot, as I reported a week ago, a 99% reduction in folks taking the poison shots around the world. So we've got victory. But we're all isolated as individuals, feeling alone, not realizing that almost everybody agrees with us. Now you got to go rally in the town square. You got to call talk radio. You got to go visit Congress. You got to speak up. You got to go confront your doctor, confront the school board and say, you were wrong and you've been exposed. They want to just creep off and have us forget about it so they can then power up and slug us again. No, we go on the offense. That's what we do.
What do you do?
We have them by the short hairs right now. We press the attack. Stay with us. We'll hit this news straight ahead. InfoWars.com.
Monday morning, September 26th.
All the supporters. You know who you are.
live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
Sunday's broadcast,
it's Alex Jones.
Especially those of you donating at Infowars.com/crypto. Boy, that's made international news. We've had some more donations. Thank you. We are in the fight, fighting the globalists at point blank range. We're flying to the Death Star trench. We're on target. Stay with the leader. I salute and thank those that made donations. If you haven't, whether they're large or small, they're all amazing. Infowars.com/crypto.
Why don't we talk about cryptocurrency?
I love this. Okay.
Because one of the ways that your audience, you encourage your audience to give you money,
I love
is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that's just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Oh, well, we're fighting the deep state. We need money.
All right.
We're fighting tyrants like
you. Give crypto. Fund InfoWars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right? That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Okay.
Your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight. So I hope whoever the big whales are, they'll give us money before we keep going.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection, Judge.
All right, let's move on.
And
people care about the First Amendment. And
that's good.
The New World Order is trying to break your will. They're trying to drive you to submission. They think they can do it. But believe me, I know you're strong, and I bet on you, and we're going to win. I've only begun to fight. You see the attacks we're under, but I know we're going to win in the end. So I thank you for your support. That is Judy Mikovits. Exposed Fauci more than 15 years ago for his criminal activity. She is the most fiery, focused person out there fighting. She's in studio with us in the second hour. And I wanted to talk about what's now come out. The rats are leaving the sinking ship. They had to appoint 3 different FDA boards to get approval for the experimental shot. The first board had to be removed because they wouldn't. The next board approved it. The next board wouldn't approve boosters for children or old people. They said it would hurt them. They were removed. Then another board wouldn't approve it for 6 months up, 6-month-old babies. They got removed. That's 3 boards removed. They're on their 4th board. And now, multiple members of the 4th board, 3 boards removed, say young people shouldn't be taking the new booster shot because it's clearly causing heart attacks and myocarditis that you see everywhere, and they now admit is multi-thousand percentage points up. We have the latest numbers from insurance companies. The numbers that are officially out with the government are almost a year old, and they show a huge percentage increase, but not as high as what the insurance company numbers show. The insurance company numbers are about a month old, not a year and a half old like federal numbers. Here's the headline out of Daily Mail. FDA vaccine advisor says healthy young people shouldn't get another COVID booster. And he's on the main board. And others are going public. Let's go ahead and play a clip of FDA vaccine advisor warns healthy young people should not get the new COVID booster.
Is are we going to allow distribution of the Moderna vaccine for everybody over 18, of the Pfizer vaccine for everybody over 12? What I fear is that they're going to say everybody should get it, when in fact a healthy young person really is unlikely to benefit from a booster dose. And so I hope they target it more specifically to those really who are most likely to benefit from this additional dose.
So if they don't, because right now as it stands, if you are 50 and over, if you have, you know, a pre-existing condition, yes, you could be eligible. But otherwise, as you point out, younger people are not. If it is, in fact, authorized, Pfizer would be authorized for 12 and up, as you point out, Moderna 18 and up. Why not get it, right? If it does give you, even if it's a smaller benefit, is there any reason not to get the booster?
I think when you're asking people to get a vaccine, I think there has to be clear evidence of benefit. And we're not going to have clinical studies, obviously, before this launches, but you'd like to have at least human data, people, you know, getting this vaccine, you see a clear and dramatic increase in neutralizing antibodies. And then at least you have a correlate of protection against BA4, BA5. Because if you don't have that, if there's not clear evidence of benefit, then it's not fair, I think, to ask people to take a risk, no matter how small. The benefit should be clear.
You know what this is called? It's called CYA. Cover your ass.
Yep.
The lie is it's a vaccine. It's a gene therapy. Doesn't protect you. It raises your immune system. Doesn't help old people either. But they can plausibly cover up old people dying. They can't when a bunch of 2-year-olds and 6-year-olds and 9-year-olds and 12-year-olds are dying.
15.
And 16-year-old tennis players.
Yeah.
And football players. They can't cover that up.
Nope.
So they're like, whoa. Let's not give it to kids. Let's just kill the old people. Now let's go to a clip here. Dr. Reimer Fulmick, who's also a lawyer, busy with hundreds of top lawyers suing and getting the documents exposing this, where he lays out what's really going on.
Total number of pulmonary embolism reports by year, this jumped from 2020 to 2021, and this is only partial 2021, by 260.4%. Or if you look at the total number of, acute myocardial infarct reports by year, from 2020 to 2021, probably, I don't know, 6-7 months into 2021, the number jumped by 343.5%. These, and what we're talking about is young people between the ages of 18 to 35 or so, very fit young soldiers who this shouldn't happen to them. But this is what is going to blow them out of the water, because these are numbers that cannot be explained by anything other than it's the vaccines that are doing, the so-called vaccines that are doing the damage. So right. I think this is what's getting everyone's attention, yes, including the Fair. Courts of law.
Okay, so what's next now to make this thing fly and to make it go?
Well, I do have to stay here in Germany for a couple more weeks, probably. I wish I could have left a lot earlier, but I can't. There's a few things I have to take care of. But I am, in the meantime, speaking with my colleagues in the U.S. who are much more experienced. They have much more courtroom experience than I do. My courtroom experience, most of it, is in German courts. So this is a group of lawyers who are now ready and willing to go forward with a really big case. Probably not just one class action or attempt at a class action, but many. Because if you look at the different groups of people, the different classes, you may want to distinguish between those who suffer physical damage because of the so-called vaccines and others who suffer economic damages because their businesses were destroyed or they lost their livelihoods. So there may be many different class actions, hopefully very many, but the first step is always the most important one. Once you get started and once you get a court of law to look at the evidence, then it's going to be much easier for others to follow in those footsteps. Actually, it's going to make headlines pretty much all over the world, including in Germany. It's always been like this, because when Germany didn't want to go after Deutsche Bank for its fraudulent loans or VW for its diesel scandal, they kept waiting and waiting and waiting, the judiciary did, and then finally, the American judiciary showed them the way. They couldn't ignore the evidence that was collected by American courts of law. So once again.
And remember, only a fraction of people getting sick is being reported. Most folks are undiagnosed. They say maybe 1% of the adverse effects get reported. So we're talking almost 100 times whatever we're hearing. This is incredible. We have Dr. Peter McCullough weighing in on this on the other side, and there's so much more. Please stay with us.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, I want to comment. Edward Dowd is a billionaire. He's a former BlackRock manager who's come out. He's been the first big guy on Wall Street to come out and said basically Pfizer defrauded the government. It's clear now. Well, all the insurance companies are showing anybody that takes the vaccine much higher risk of death over the next year. The insurance companies are blowing up with deaths all over, especially in young people. It just hit yesterday. The millennial generation, the mortality is way up. The vaccine accelerates death from other causes. So if someone has cancer, the vaccine accelerates that. If someone has heart disease, one's more likely to have fatal heart attacks and strokes. The blood clotting is undeniable. The vaccines cause blood clotting, which is a common cause of final death, as a large blood clot travels to the lung or in the brain. Justin Bieber's wife had a blood clot in the brain. All the athletes dying on the field. You can see it all over. The vaccine is incredibly risky. And it is, basically, it's achieving its goal. If the goal was to reduce the world's population, it's working. Now, it's not been long enough to see the impact of the vaccine on fertility, but that's the next shoe to drop.
That's Dr. Peter McCullough. A year and a half ago, off record, he said that's clearly what the evidence showed, but he wasn't ready to say it on air. We were, because we had the information. But now a mainline guy that's run major FDA trials for the government, cardiologist, is saying what we all know. So think about the people that run things that did this by design. We had the FDA documents, the CDC documents in October of 2020, before the shots began, predicting the heart attacks, the myocarditis, the blood clots, the strokes, all of it. Remember, that's who we're dealing with. That's what they think of us. They literally want to kill us. And even I, when I say that, have trouble wrapping my mind around it, because you're not like that, I'm not like that, but they are like that. You gotta let that sink in. You gotta face that hard truth. You gotta understand it. And then if you work for the system and have been going along with it, be like all these FDA board members that have quit or been fired. Now they're up to their fourth board. They got members coming out against them. They'll fire that board. Come out and speak out. Don't be part. Don't aid and abet the depopulation of your fellow humans, these globalists at BlackRock, like Larry Fink, that are running this whole thing. In fact, we're going to run a clip of him talking about the drastic measures that are needed for the Great Reset. He says the exact same things that Prince Charles a year ago, now King Charles III, said.
Echoes.
A global military operation with more funds than exist on the planet to carry out the Great Reset and shutting off of all carbon, which he knows will kill billions and billions of people. The outlawing of carbon that we're literally made up of. This is so incredibly obvious. So again, it's not about spiking the football. It's not about doing an end zone dance. It's not about going, woo, we were right, you were wrong. It's about, man, I wish we weren't right. And those of you that criticized us and censored us at Big Tech, you know you're complicit in this. You're going to keep doubling down even as the rats leave the sinking ship? I said this over 2 years ago. I said, when it comes out,
that's what liars do.
Causes heart attacks.
Try to cover it as long as they can.
Stuff before they do what it did.
Take it down.
When it comes out, what the spike protein does, it'll cause civilizational collapse if we don't prosecute who did it. It'll be a total break, total discrediting of the medical system, total discrediting of the government, all the infrastructure, a breaking of the social agreement, the social contract, which is the Klaus Schwab plan if you read his books. See, they think that they can carry all this out and not get in trouble for what they've done. As long as they've got plausible deniability, they are going to continue to do this. So it's all out in the open now. And I ask those of you that are still on the fence, or those of you that work for the system and even know this is true, but think that you're going to be on the winning team by going along with it, you are beyond a fool. Because you know what you're doing is wrong, but you're still doing it like you're a Soviet agent or a Nazi agent or a fascist or communist agent. It's just next level. FDA vaccine advisor says healthy young people should not get another COVID booster. Oh, but look, Albert Bourla, the head of Pfizer, is normalizing this. He says, I've tested positive for COVID. I'm feeling well and symptom-free. I've not had the new bivalent booster yet, and I was following CDC guidelines to wait 3 months because my previous COVID case, which was back in mid-August, he's had it 3 times. Total, but 2 times in 6 weeks. While we've made great progress, the virus is still with us. So he's training the sheep that, oh, you get it, you take the shot, you get sick again, but all the studies show you're up to 4 times more likely to get sick,
so it kills you faster.
Hospitalized, or die. Israeli study, 93% of people dying have had the shot. And now Israeli investigators find COVID-19 vaccines cause side effects in leaked government documents and video. And the good news is people are waking up. I was hanging out with some New York Police Department guys on Thursday, a day before this broke. They said, don't break it yet, but the mayor is ending the mandate. They're going to rehire the cops they fired if they'll come back. And Mayor Adams will announce tomorrow that they're ending this. Well, the media didn't want to admit that, so they spun it as Politico did. The New York Mayor Adams to sunset private sector vaccine mandates and end it for government. Supreme Court of the U.S. to consider case against COVID vaccine mandate for New York City employees. And the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force are all ending forced injection of the troops with the experimental shots.
Good.
That's why we're here. To fight back. Even if we lose, it's the right thing to do. But most of the time, and this is the key to everything we do. Listen to me, please. I'll say this very, very slowly. Most of the time, when we have right on our side, and we fight back, and we don't submit, and we speak out, and we support each other, we win.
Yep.
So it's not valiant to expose corruption. It's not valiant to stand up for what's right. It's not special, though people celebrate it. That's when callers call in and they go, thank you so much for what you're doing. You're such a hero. I'm a hero to oppose injecting kids with deadly poison that erases their immune system and gives them heart attacks? I'm a hero to be against drag queen pedophile time. I'm a hero to want to control the border. I'm a hero to not want to ship fentanyl in. I'm a hero to want to help our military and give them pay raises and psychological help so they don't commit suicide. I'm a hero because I don't want to devalue the currency. I'm a hero because I don't want war with Russia. I'm a hero? I'm not a damn hero. I'm a normal person. This is a normal response to all of this out of control evil. The Congress. Not just Democrats, but Republicans as well, but it's mainly Democrats, say they're allowed to insider trade. They passed a special law under Obama 12 years ago to do it. And they insider trade all day long, and if you or I do it, we go to prison. But it's not heroic to oppose that. It's called self-preservation.
Yes.
So please, folks, stop thinking fighting these people is like, ooh, it's special, and it's courage, and it's amazing. It's survival. It's a life force.
Yeah.
It's a instinct to survive. It is a survival mechanism. It's the instinct to thrive. It is not something special. It's not something to aspire to. You will do it or you will be destroyed. And stop thinking of it as some hard thing to do. You're designed to fight back. You're designed to overcome. You're designed to not submit. You're designed to resist and overcome and win.
That's right.
And damn it, I believe in you and I bet on you. And we are winning right now, but barely. It's so easy to turn the tide. It's so easy to take the governments over. And it's so easy to have Nuremberg 2 worldwide and convict these people and then hang their asses because they need to die for what they've done, killing our children and doing this to us.
Yes.
They will be tried first before we break their necks.
The news update for September 26, 2022 on this Monday morning edition, hour number 2 of the Alex Jones Show.
You want to talk about a hero, somebody that was persecuted by Fauci, was a trailblazer decades ago, exposing the biomedical tyranny.
Spotify.fm.
A true maverick. Dr. Judy Mikovits will be in studio next hour.
Plus many more.
All right, so I'm just going to say this again. We are turning the tide. We are winning. And you know that. You can see it. The enemy is scared. But they're going to throw everything they've got at us. So we've got to fight now with our word of mouth and our prayer and our action and our support to whoever's fighting like our lives depend on it, because it does. I told you close to 30 years ago, coming up in a month, it's 29 years on air. I told you that they were going to cut off the resources, that they were going to bring in total tyranny, that they were going to come after your children with armies of pedophiles. In fact, I want the archivists to find that. It's like 15 years ago, 14 years ago, 13 years ago. I would talk about armies of pot-bellied pedophiles 15 years ago to about 10 years ago, and I stopped saying it for some reason. But I remember saying it. I remember the clips. And I said, armies of pot-bellied pedophiles are coming for your children. I have a whole stack of news on that I'm about to hit. And you're like, why would they have men with giant fake breasts in class with kids? Why would they have men spreading their legs for children? Why would they have children sitting on men's laps while they have erections? There's footage we shot 5 years ago in Austin. We got new footage today that's just as bad, of completely naked men with only glitter on their genitals, with little boys and girls sitting on erect penises. We can't show it on air.
That's bad.
In fact,
so
it's
gross,
child porn.
So sick. That is what it is. It should not be in a school.
But because it's liberal, it's allowed. Are. We have footage from this group of drag queen events I'm about to cover. They call it drag queens, not drag queens. It's not Bob Hope dressed like a woman, you know, funny joke. That's okay. No, it's stuff we can't even show you here. So that's what we're talking about. And why is major companies like Disney, with all its pedophilia, funding this? Because if you'll put up with men dressed up like clowns, with hard-ons, with little kids sitting on their laps, you'll put up with anything. If you'll put up with three-year-olds putting $10 bills and $20 bills in G-strings of fat, disgusting men who spread their legs in front of the kids, I'm not going to put a lot of this on TV. The article on Infowars.com has it all, by Jamie White. If you want to actually go see it for yourself. But some of this stuff's so bad, I will not even show it on air. Adults should not be looking at this. And anybody doing this, in my view, should be in prison. But guess what? There are armed men with assault rifles at these events all over the country, in some cases pointing them at people. When folks come to protest, there's armed men to protect, not from violence, but from exposure, what's happening inside these libraries, inside these public schools, inside these topless bars. You know, I've been to plenty of topless bars before I got married. And you're there and it's kind of creepy, but you know, you do it with your buddies and you know, whatever. And you know you're being taken advantage of, and it's kind of sick, but, you know, you feel dirty when you leave. But you're an adult, you went to a topless bar. Not judging anybody. I mean, I picked up plenty of women from a topless bar. Had a lot of fun. But the point is, it was still evil, and I repent of it. But can you imagine if you were at a regular heterosexual topless bar off the highway, and you're sitting there watching some woman spin on the pole, feeling a little guilty that you're exploiting her, she's exploiting you, you're drinking a Crown and Coke. But you're all adults. You kind of just say, well, it's okay. I've been there. Not a hypocrite, folks. Imagine if they trotted a four-year-old up there to dance around naked or half naked. You would start beating people's asses. You call the police. Well, they do this all over the world now, sponsored by BlackRock. Look it up. Sponsored by Disney. Sponsored by the corporate system to literally capture our children and dangle them in front of us and show what they've done. Shock video, children paraded around with half-naked men, strokes drag queen's groin during provocative dance performance. And then the drag queens get down on their legs and spread their legs and show their genitals to children. Little girls go up and grab men's crotches.
That's disturbing.
Because they're imprinted genetically once they become a woman to have a husband. And when someone's being sexual, we have the instinct to have sex. That's why you've got to be of age to do that. You've got to be of age to make the decision you want to do it. This is the same left in Gillette razor ads that says if a man asks a woman out on a date, it's rape.
Wow.
But if a big fat man in a clown outfit spreads their legs and has your child sit in their lap and has your child grab their testicles, it's liberal and loving.
That is sick.
We used to be concerned about these type of guys. They used to have to drive around in white vans and creep around at playgrounds.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
now they don't need to because they're mothers. It's part of the Stockholm Syndrome, satanic human sacrifice of their innocence. Bring them to them to do this.
And he got arrested a few days later.
So let's play clip 17.
The black guy.
Child strokes drag queen's groin during provocative dance performance. That it shows the legs spreading and the rest of it. And I'm not going to show the other stuff because we're on a lot of TV stations. And not just children should not see this. Adults should not see this. Because this is to train our psyche to accept this evil. Here it is.
That's exactly what they're doing. Get the children to accept it.
They're playing a Little Mermaid song
while
a four-year-old girl grabs the guy's testicles. They're ready to listen around. They're ready to listen. Now a fat dude in a wig spreads his legs to children. I mean, imagine these poor children brought into this clown show in a bar. Because no adult would pay money to go see this, but liberals bring, it's all these men and women with their kids and strollers come to have men in clown suits as some satanic ceremony, talk to their kids and creep around. That's enough. Just shut it down. Oh, yeah. Women handing their kids to these monsters. Meanwhile, outside of play clip 16,
kind of spell or
Antifa outside support of drag queen so pedophile show.
In the right mind would be handing their
in
kids
Christian
to some
church
pedophile
in Katy, Texas.
Drag queen.
The churches are having these inside of them. Let's go ahead and play. And then later they pepper sprayed people while pointing guns at them. Go ahead and play those clips. So armed men in black are there to intimidate and threaten people so they can have their fun inside with the kids. I mean, this is the pedophile movement coming out of the closet. This is pedophile movement coming out of the closet.
I'm trying to normalize it.
Let's go ahead and go to clip 18. Department of Education vows to punish teachers that they refuse to teach children about gender identity and screw them up sexually. And here it is.
The 2020 New Jersey Student Learning Standards for Comprehensive Health and Physical Education has sections like this one on performance expectations that detail what should be taught concerning sexual activity, pregnancy, gender identification, and very specifically,
what we did was reject that curricula, those samples.
Garwood School District is one of several that have opted out of those lessons.
We're going to teach about diversity. We're going to let everybody feel inclusive. This has nothing to do with that. This has to do with certain aspects about sexual education that I firmly believe we should not be teaching our kids.
I agree.
And we can't say on air what they're teaching the children. Children can be shown it, but we can't show it on air because it's pornographic.
Right.
But if they can rape your children's minds, they can rape you. They
exactly.
need you to accept this, you'll accept anything.
Exactly.
That's all this is.
That's right.
Plain and simple. Is a pedophile army. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Keep us on air. Support the broadcast. Infowarsstore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I saw this graphic, this political cartoon. Radio listeners, I'll describe it. It shows a tree, and above the surface, the branches, it says inflation, high taxes, open borders, globalism, recession, defund the police, violence, human trafficking, fentanyl, deaths. He goes on and on. But the problem with the graphic by Branko, a great political cartoonist, is it's got Joe Biden as the root and the donkey and Obama and a sippy cup.
There's a through line of hate. From massacres of indigenous people to the original sin of slavery, the terror of the Klan, to anti-immigration violence against the Irish, Italians, Chinese, Mexicans, so many of those laced through our history. There's a through line of violence against religious groups, anti-Semitic, anti-Catholic, anti-Mormon, anti-Muslim, anti-Hindu, anti-Sikh. And that through line of hate never fully goes away.
But the root causes are really the globalists like Klaus Schwab.
They're grooming a younger generation of globalist talent. They're focused on cultivating this next generation. And they've proven that they're quite good at this. This is a quote from Schwab in 2017. I have to say that when I mention now names like Miss Angela Merkel, even Vladimir Putin and so on, they've all been young global leaders at the WEF. But what we're very proud of now is the young generation like Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. We penetrate the cabinet. But we see he's complimenting himself for doing what? Infiltrating the Canadian government, grooming the Prime Minister, and then infiltrating his cabinet. So again, where does that leave the Daily Beast and their theory that this is some sort of a conspiracy? This is all a rebrand or a relaunch of the New World Order, which was again called a conspiracy. Right. And it was to create a totalitarian world government, perhaps something akin to what we've seen from the UN, from the EU, or the WHO. They've been in the news a little bit lately. Unelected, unaccountable to the people, but they tell you what to do with your lives. So what the Great Reset architects believe is that modern democracy and a free market capitalism, not kind of capitalism we have today, we'll talk about that in a little bit, but the free market capitalism has failed. And the only way to fix it is by marrying corporate interests and the increasingly powerful state. This will create corporatist super states, or maybe one day a super state, that will see a new world government take shape. It's already happening, though it might not necessarily take the form of a government. It's a functional dictatorship via corporations. That's what they're doing, and it's already happening.
And his corporate controllers, like Bill Gates.
This guy's unelected, and he's got way too much influence in global healthcare. He's a college dropout. He's not even a coder. Did you know that? He doesn't write code. He's just a monopolist. That's what he's a criminal and a monopolist. And he went to Jeffrey Epstein's island, which makes a lot of people say he's a child raper. He told Trump, don't set up a commission on vaccine to study vaccines. That would be a dead end. That would be a bad thing. Why? What are they going to find out? They're going to find out that vaccines are safe and effective, right? Wouldn't that be good?
And the King of England, who is involved in all this eugenics and depopulation, King Charles III.
But the moment we've so degraded natural systems, ecosystems, biodiversity, that it's becoming increasingly impossible for nature to sustain us. At the moment, it's all take, take. Now we've reached the situation where we really need four planets like Earth to survive or to provide enough for everybody.
But really, at the end of the day, it's the devil. Is it the root? Root cause, ladies and gentlemen, is not King Charles, not Bill Gates, not Klaus Schwab, not the donkey, but it's evil. Call it what you want. You can say what it is. You can play games all day, but this is a fight between good versus evil. And everything the New World Order does is destructive of their own interest. They go out of their way to kill, steal, and destroy because they like it, because they hate God's creation. They hate human destiny. They are fundamentally, spiritually jealous of the tree of life, and they want the tree of death.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Dr. Judy Mikovits is with us in studio. And when I think about Maverick, I don't think about Tom Cruise in a fictitious movie. I think about Dr. Mikovits. She has been through the fire. She exposed this decades ago. She has been the tip of the spear exposing what these poison shots would do, and she has been vindicated in spades. So, Doctor, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm not going to go over your whole background and your doctorates in chemistry and all the rest of it and microbiology, but I mean, the FDA fourth panel they have saying don't give it to kids, it doesn't work. The numbers from insurance companies, the mass deaths, the cancer, the CDC document in October 2000 predicting all this would happen, the rats leaving the sinking ship. I want to try to shut up this hour because you're an amazing lady and just let you roll. Thank you so much for coming to Austin. It was amazing to meet you in person.
Thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to be here in Austin and to meet you in person as well.
Well, it's your show. There's camera four right there. Take over.
Wow. Well, honestly, you know, this never had anything to do with a vaccine. This never had anything to do with science.
Nope.
This isn't, you know, nothing about this is science. This is about literally control and the weaponization of, I don't even know how to say it other than that, you know, everything we've been fighting for the last four decades, literally since the day I walked into the National Cancer Institute, June 10th, 1980, as a natural products chemist. My job was to use plants and God's nature as medicine. And that's what we did for through the plandemics, I'll continue to call them, as we saw the weaponization of our food, genetically modified food, genetically modified organisms, you know, genetically modified viruses manufactured in laboratories. This was my job, was to understand the innate immune system, the immune system given by God. My PhD thesis in 1992 basically, totally said HIV did not cause AIDS if you kept your God-given innate frontline immune system healthy. And yet, Tony Fauci directed programs towards, away from healing natural products, away from things like peptide tea, the subject of the Dallas Buyers Club, away from, you know, literally any natural product therapies, all of which we could have used then and now. And this has been the topics of our books. This is what, you know, I say in the movie Plandemic, which Mickey Willis sat down with me in 2019, literally 10 years after I was jailed for telling the truth, when I was let out of jail.
For those who don't know, tell us who you are and what happened to you for exposing Fauci.
Well, thank you for asking. So, you know, I was a young technician, 25 years old, in 1984, when I was called on the phone when the boss was out of town and asked by Fauci and Bob Gallo and others to give them the natural isolate of HIV. It wasn't HIV at the time. It was called lymphadenopathy virus, and it had been isolated by Luc Montagnier, Dr. Luc Montagnier, now Nobel laureate. He got the Nobel Prize for isolating the virus from people with the disease called gay-related immune deficiency. So my job as a chemist was to produce, manufacture large amounts of the virus, which I did, and replicate his work. But Tony Fauci wanted that isolate, and Bob Gallo at the time, Robert Gallo, in order to do gain of function studies. And I did not appreciate until Mickey Willis sat down with me in 2019 and just said, my brother died of AZT. And you could have knocked me over with a feather while I said, don't you mean AIDS? And he said, no, he was antibody positive. He was immune. That's the definition of immunity according to every vaccine.
And so the new AZT is remdesivir.
Correct.
Right.
Please continue.
So the new AZT, so millions of innocent people worldwide were killed with AZT, and it was called AIDS. And we simply wrapped a narrative around killing, as Tony Fauci said at the time, gays, drug users, and prostitutes were absolutely the only ones who could get AIDS or HIV infection.
What's incredible is they claim they love gay people and black people, but they're just targeting constantly.
Correct. So this has been a narrative over that time. My PhD thesis was actually done at George Washington University, and at the time, and this is more of the narrative, that at the time, 1 in 10,000 T cells, the cells that HIV theoretically was killing, 1 in 10,000 T cells were infected, and yet they called it, and yet all the T cells were dying, and they called it bystander effects. Now they're calling it long haul COVID, while we kill the women and children who were infected with other families of retroviruses.
Talk to me like I'm 5 years old. Give us a summation. What are they really doing, Doctor?
What they're really doing is driving a narrative and to it, premeditated murder of everyone who was vaccine injured over the last 40 years, regardless of the vaccine.
I was about to say, currently, what are they injecting us with?
Currently, you know, God only knows, but they're injecting us with a synthetic, I call it XMRV, xenotropic, xeno means foreign, mouse monkey or manufactured virus coming from laboratories, as they've come from laboratories in every single polio shot. You've got dozens, if not hundreds, of viruses. They injected SARS-CoV-2 was man-made. It was published in 2004. A solution was hydroxychloroquine. That was published in 2005. We know from the published literature that this never had anything to do with SARS-CoV-2, that thousands were dying in January of 2020 from influenza.
So what you're saying is it's a giant experiment.
Correct. But it's been a giant experiment for 40 years, and the experiment they conducted, they knew how to kill the susceptible, you know, the people they intended to kill, the blacks, you know, women, this children. They knew their immune systems. A virus doesn't know your politics, Democrat or Republican. A virus knows your immune system.
You're saying it's race specific.
It's race and gender, and even to culture. We know of things like BRCA1, breast cancer 1, is more in the Ashkenazi Jewish population. So we see from the constructed things that people talk about, it doesn't matter if you're in cleavage site, but the synthesis of that RNA, that synthetic RNA, was weaponized to kill the people who had been injured with these shots.
Wow, incredible. We're going to go to break. How do people find the films you've made, the books you've written, the work they're trying to suppress?
Well, I haven't made any films, but Mickey Willie.
You've been in films, I mean.
Yeah. Plandemicseries.com. Our books are at plaguethebook.com or therealdrjudy.com. We've written 4 books now on plague, ending plague, and plague of corruption. And Plague of Corruption was the book upon which the original Plandemic, which aired first May 4th, 2020, was about. This plague of corruption that is and always was COVID-19.
Let's be 1,000,000,000% clear. You've been vindicated. It's all coming out. We'll talk about what it means to you when we come back. Stay with us. Guest, she's here with us in studio, the original whistleblower exposing this whole thing. So you covered some of the past history of this, but what do you make of even the FDA board saying don't give the shot to kids, it doesn't work, the CDC head saying it doesn't work? What are they doing?
Well, I think the great news is so many people are waking up. And I mean doctors, nurses, healthcare professionals everywhere are waking up and saying, wait a minute, there's a problem. It really doesn't matter what the, you know, what the research or science tell you it is. The fact of the matter is, people are dying, kids are getting